Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, the FBI director testified yesterday. We learned some stuff, but he knows a lot more. He didn't tell, guarantee you. That was pretty obvious to an irritated Representative Chip Roy.
Yeah. You got the FBI director covering up the fact that they've got DEI watering down their standards. You got the FBI director trying to obfuscate the mental competency of the president. You got the FBI director basically acknowledging that they couldn't stop this guy who was a 20-year-old lone shooter who shows up three times ahead of the event and has a drone flying overhead. Why didn't they have that place locked down? Why didn't they have their own assets flying over it? What is the FBI actually doing? I mean, meanwhile, we have terrorists coming into our country. And that's what on earth does the FBI actually do besides put a 75-year-old grandmother in prison?
Thank you, Chip Roy.
Yes, and it's very accurate.
Yes, it is.
She's not wrong. And I don't know if you've seen this article in the New York Post. Holy cow, just broke late last night. Local cops refusing to share info with the FBI as agency suffers crisis of confidence. With DEI hires damning whistleblower reports. Listen to this. Police officers and sheriffs are so distrustful and afraid of the FBI that they personally will not involve themselves with it. They are afraid that they will be targeted for their love of America. In other words, they're afraid to speak to FBI agents for fear the FBI and the DOJ will crack down on their agency. So they're not sharing actionable intelligence. But you know what they say? When you begin to act like the Stasi, which is still legendary, East German police force and intelligence force terrorized the people. When you begin to act like the Stasi, people begin to act like you are the Stasi. And this is what is happening around the country. So this was a whistleblower report that was just given to Congress, and where they're talking to law enforcement around the states. Listen to this. This is just from the report. Another source, a 15-year veteran cop from a southern state, said many local law enforcement officers and offices believe they could be targeted by the FBI and the DOJ because of their love for the United States of America, and that they may be perceived as domestic terrorists because of how they vote, or, you know, if they are Republicans. A lot of them are elected, so you know, right?
Yeah.
They are afraid to even talk to the FBI. These are law enforcement agencies, local sheriffs. They don't work with the FBI anymore. Okay, what this is a flashing red light. This is a siren. This is, wow, America, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. We've been in trouble, but it's bubbling. The evidence is getting so blatant that you cannot ignore it anymore. Even the mainstream media can't ignore it anymore.
Our law enforcement not only doesn't trust the FBI, that'd be one thing, they fear them personally. One source, a 25-year veteran sergeant in the Major Crimes Division of a large police force in a western state, said that they used to work with the FBI. They get actionable tips all the time, but that they don't trust them anymore. He cannot understand why the FBI is not going after far-left militant groups, Antifa, BLM, and pro-Palestinian rioters with the same vigor the FBI brought to bear against January 6 participants. Local cops said their precipitous decline in trust for the FBI was triggered by, among other things, its excessive response to the Capitol riot of January 6, followed by the raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Most concerning is what the Alliance of Whistleblowers, over 30 agencies represented here, call a crisis of confidence in the FBI-led task forces, where relationships with local cops have deteriorated, lead to the point of imploding in some cases because of poor management and ineffective leadership by the FBI. Newer FBI agents identify themselves as woke or liberal and are often openly critical of conservative or Christian values. The agency of a multi-agency task force said the newer FBI agents in the team do not bother to conceal their distaste for disfavored political and religious views. The local law enforcement agencies can see this and are afraid of them.
Further evidence of the weaponization of the federal bureaucracy.
Yes. Sources also believe this is why local law enforcement, again, this is over 30 agencies that are behind this whistleblower report, which is given to Congress about the FBI. Sources believe that FBI leadership would exploit any information provided to them to violate the law and the constitutional rights of suspects who are under investigation, as well as innocent citizens. And again, as we just saw, even law enforcement agent officers themselves are afraid to even speak to the FBI for fear that the FBI could turn on them because they have the wrong political views. And all of that, they're saying, is they're not passing on actionable intelligence anymore. FBI is blind. They're not getting any of this. Yeah. And again, if you want to read it, it is a stunning article. Headline, local cops refusing to share info with FBI as agency suffers crisis of confidence. And again, what I think is so interesting is what they're saying here is that, you know, these whistleblowers, and again, it's over 30 agencies, so it's not like it's one or two people, is that these agents just are so woke and liberal and don't hide their views to the point it's scaring the people they interact with. To the point where they're like, you know, dude, we're not going to meet anymore. I'm not taking your phone calls anymore. I'm afraid you'll target me and my agency. I don't want to go to prison. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Why don't you go put grandma selfie grandma in prison? Because I don't have time to go.
Yeah. I just hope that these local authorities are handling their local areas. And that's, you know, that's what they're elected for. That's what they're hired for. So I certainly hope that that's continuing. And for the most part, I think that it is.
Look,
but I understand the hesitance to cooperate with the Fed, so to speak.
There is no FBI in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
No.
It is we do not need it. This country did just fine for hundreds of years without one. And we'll do just fine without one again. I believe, and see, Lee, this comes back to the same theme of the show for a long time. The states are going to have to be the bulwarks against this.
Yeah.
And what you're seeing here in this report is they're beginning to figure it out. Look, we got to protect ourselves from terror attacks in our area. We got to protect ourselves from Palestinian terrorists in our area. We got to protect ourselves from BLM riots. We can't even share information with these people anymore because we're afraid as Southern religious, conservative, Republican law enforcement, right? Because think about it, if you're an elected sheriff in the South, you're a Republican.
You're a target.
And
you're a target.
They feel they're a target. It's not just distaste or disagreement politically. They're afraid the FBI will put them in prison if they deal with the FBI. And you know what? They're not wrong. They're not. Because look what you're looking at. When you're a sheriff, right, you're in a Southern state, and you're watching them trying to put Donald Trump in prison for his beliefs, and you're watching the FBI, as they did in the classified documents case, fabricate and tamper with evidence, lie to the court about it, get caught lying to the court about it, and admit in writing they lied to a court. For everybody else, that's perjury, right? For these guys working in these Southern states, because that's what I used to cover. I used to cover cops, I used to cover sheriff's deputy. That was my beat as a reporter. These guys know if I perjure myself in a court case to put somebody in prison, I'm going to prison. And you don't want to go to prison as a law enforcement officer, right? And you watch the FBI lie like this, perjure themselves, commit crimes to lie about Trump, lie to the FISA court. To them, to these guys, Lee, those are incredibly serious things they can't believe. And the first thing they think is, they'd lie to put me in prison too, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not wrong. So this is a complete crisis. We don't need to have Jim Jordan roll up his sleeves and write a nice fundraising letter after screaming for 5 minutes anymore. We need to strip this agency to the bones. We need to fire them all, close the building, and end the FBI. There is no way forward. And anybody who says, well, we'll get rid of the bad ones. No, that you can't. It's impossible. They're all suspect for being bad now. You know why? Listen, because you know what the main beef is here, Lee? This is what's so fascinating. It's not with the leadership. It's with the recruits.
Yeah.
The young ones who've been hired, the wokes who don't hide their disdain when dealing with the locals. This agency is infected from the bottom to the top, and the bottom is going to eventually rise to the top. The only way is to close the doors. And that used to be a fringe idea. Now the Federalist is pushing it. They're basically moderate Republicans. Gotta go. I hope Trump gets this. I hope Trump understands that in the next round, when he wins, who he picks to appoint this time can mean life or death to him. I hope that's what he took away from that rally. It's not about, hey, I'll just appoint some people who hate us and we'll all try to get along because Lindsey Graham said they'd be a good appointee. It's if I make the wrong batch of appointments again, I may not survive the next assassination attempt. It's life or death for Trump if he wins.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Ooh, narrative implosion alert. Andrew Torba, who's the head of Gab, which is social media, it's a right-wing social media site. Anthony Torba just announced that Thomas Matthew Crooks, the Democrat donor assassin, attempted assassin of Donald Trump, made 9 posts on Gab supporting, drumroll please, wait for it, who do you think? Come on, you know. I don't even have to tell you. But I will, because it's my job. Supporting President Biden, COVID lockdowns, and Biden's open border policies. This guy was a troll. I got a bunch of them just like him. I'm sorry, he says. The reason all these deaths are down is because you are stuck in your house. This makes perfect sense. You know what the people who went to school with him said? Long after COVID was over, Crooks, I mean, you know, he was one of them. He's walking around with a big mask on his face. So not just during, but long, like when nobody's wearing a mask, he's still wearing a mask. What does that tell you? Only one thing could cause that. You spend your days marinating your brain in left-wing propaganda. 9 posts on Gab supporting President Biden, COVID lockdowns, and Biden's border policies. Yeah. He was one of these who thinks that Trump put people in cages, but never got real news that that was actually Obama. Yeah. If you're already a little unbalanced, you could see how that would push you over the edge. Going to be interesting. Anyway, Torba says that he has preserved everything in the accounts, is waiting for a subpoena. Wonder if it'll come. Last thing the FBI wants to find is that this guy was what he clearly was, a Democrat donor. Oh, he's a registered Republican. Yeah, I know. That's what the Democrat leadership told them to do. So they could meddle in our primary, vote for Nikki Haley, other Democrats like that in our primary. He was a good Democrat. That's what they were telling him to do on all the podcasts. I played you the audio. When you donate to the Democrat Party's Act Blue Turnout Fund, you are extremely sophisticated politically. And he was. He was a troll. So that's what he did. He went on there to argue with people and then gave up. The last time, by the way, that he posted was in 2021. So he had moved on. He'd moved on to bigger and, unfortunately, other things. Okay. Meanwhile, I want to play this for you, okay? You know who sent this to me this morning? My son, Crash. Crash is discovering politics, very interested in it. And he's going through this very interesting phase to watch a child's mind go through it, because he's at that age, he's 12. He's at that age where he's sort of transitioning from thinking every adult in your life hangs the moon and being told to follow them, follow their authority, trust them, respect them, you know, teachers, stuff like that. And being for the first time able to think for yourself. So he's in this weird phase of learning, to his shock, the level at which adults don't deserve trust. And so I get like 30 emails a day from the kid. And the thing that shocked him the most yesterday was this, that I'm about to play for you. And I said, thanks, that's great show prep, bud. But he couldn't believe it, because he's seeing for the first time what the world is. Through the lies of the liberal media, he can't believe the level on which adults, which he's always been, you know, told to have respect for, are dishonest. I mean, he knew people lied. Obviously, everybody does. But at this level, what am I talking about? This incredible montage, okay? This is every one of the mainstream media outlets, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, and MSNBC, talking about Kamala Harris using her title as the border czar, right? Followed by a clip of them yesterday denying she was ever the border czar. This has spun Crash out. And I said, this is the real world, bud. This is the real world. You have to question everything. And I said, you know what? When you're an adult, sometimes your survival could depend on it. I said, that's why you watch mom and dad question the COVID shot. We didn't get it. Got a question. Got to question everybody and everything. You're in the real world now. Adults lie. He just could not get over this. But you know, honestly, it is shocking. Here, I'll play it for you again. The first clip of each of these is a mainstream media outlet referring to Kamala Harris as the border czar in the past. The second one is them lying yesterday and denying she was ever the border czar. Whoa.
Quote unquote border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
All five networks lied yesterday. That is them calling her the border czar before, again, if you're just tuning in, and then denying yesterday she was ever the border czar. So my son said it to me today and just shocked at how adults lie. Here's what I wrote back to him. Actually, right before the show. I wrote, do you see how they lie? Question mark. And I said, some adults can't see how they lie. In your life, you may be surrounded by other adults who just can't see how they lie. Then I wrote, never forget how they lie. I've literally built an entire career combating their lies 4 hours a day. That's how many lies the liberal media tells. And then I told him, always be skeptical of what they could tell you one day. It could save your life. I think I did okay. Advice-wise. I mean, I don't want to be too serious, but I also want to sort of match his tone. Like, yeah, you gotta be skeptical of the world. More so today than when I was a kid. He is not in the world I grew up in. Anyway, it was just interesting. That's what we were doing before I came on there. Texter writes, wow, exclamation point. Not sure what country I am living in. Another texter writes, Terry, your 12-year-old son is smarter than my CNN-steeped 77-year-old brother. Oh, yeah, I've told him that before, too. Age has nothing to do with it. Some can see and some cannot. And the thing is, once you can see, you can never unsee. That's the crazy thing about it. That's what just happened with Amber Rose. Feminist icon, porn star, bisexual, noted liberal, hated Trump. talking about at the RNC convention, the moment she learned to see and she couldn't believe what she hadn't seen before. But you can see, and that's why you're here, part of our W Already Listening family. Listen, if you want to help others see, share us with friends and family, particularly if they live in Anderson or Pickens County. We'll send you a link to help them find us, stream us, listen to us. Just text keyword LISTEN to the text line 71307. We're asking you to tell four. Pass the word. We are in those two counties now. Did you hear this yesterday? Chip Roy, Congressmember, talking to the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, who, by the way, was out there again, assuring us all that any moment we're going to have a 9/11 style attack. He likes to say that now when he appears in public, and then some version of, hey, they're going to take out the grid, collapse the internet. He actually left that part off. Normally he adds it about once a week, but probably, you know, the proximity of the CrowdStrike thing made that a little awkward. So he didn't actually say that this time, you know, flat out tell us to our face that someone or something is going to collapse the grid and, you know, maybe the internet or the internet, maybe the grid. Normally when he says it, he either tells us it's going to be the Russians most of the time. Sometimes it's going to be the Iranians. Sometimes it's going to be the Chinese. Sometimes he doesn't say who's going to do it, only that it's coming. But what he never says is what he's going to do about it, which leads me to conclude the answer is nothing. He used to say it quarterly that it was coming. And then Obama produced an entire movie on it. Weird. But now he says it pretty much weekly. He really wants you to know it's all going to collapse. He really wants you to know they aren't doing a thing about it. Not once has he ever proposed changing a thing, including our open border. And by the way, he flat out tells you, yes, because they're coming over the open border. Chip Roy asked the question we were all wondering of FBI Director Wray. Were there any, you know, FBI employees you know of disappointed that Trump didn't survive? Okay, folks, this is another one of those postmarker moments in America. Nobody on the right, on the left, would have thought to ask the FBI director such a thing 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And now it's front of mind. It shows you the country we live in now. Here's Chip Roy grilling the FBI director.
In 2016 and 2015, top FBI officials infamously texted about, quote, their insurance policy to make sure Trump was never elected or inaugurated as president. Have any FBI agents texted, emailed, or expressed disappointment that Trump survived the assassination attempt or otherwise editorialized about the assassination attempt?
I don't know about any agents. There have been at least two instances, I think, or one instance of an individual who posted something unacceptable. And that individual has been referred to our inspection division, which is the arm, our sort of internal affairs investigatory arm that does the disciplinary process.
Okay. Will you report back to this committee any other incidents?
And he goes on to say that he would. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, we go 71307. Good morning, Tara. Just getting into my patrol car to start today. God bless you. Hope you stay safe. Thanks for your service. Just getting into my patrol car to start today, he writes, and I hear about Crash, my son, questioning why adults lie. And really, they're just shocked at how many lie after watching that montage of every single mainstream media outlet lying about Kamala Harris being the border czar yesterday. He said, it made me think of the cult movie They Live, where Rowdy Roddy Piper plays the lead and gets a pair of sunglasses that allows him to see the truth. Huh. Well, good morning. I said, way to start today. I got to tell you what. Okay. Meanwhile, Trump, like all of us, still trying to figure out who the Democrat nominee's going to be. We don't know. Allegedly, they could vote as early as a week from now on August 1st. So here's Donald Trump yesterday. And I like this Trump. He's focused. He's sticking to the teleprompter. He's avoiding the side fights. He's taking it to him. This is well written. He should let his staff write his stuff and read it. That's all you have to do at this point to bring it home. Here's Trump.
And just like Crooked Joe Biden, Kamala Harris is unfit to lead. She's unfit to lead. She'll destroy our country in a year. This country will be destroyed. A vote for Kamala is a vote for four more years of dishonesty, incompetence, weakness, and failure.
Excellent. I just wish he'd wait a week with it. There's two things going on right now in the media, and they're very, it's very schizophrenic what is going on, okay? And the New York Post confirmed what I've been telling you. And it's an incredible article yesterday. First, they told us 2 days ago the whole thing was a coup. They deliberately set Joe Biden up, pushed him off into this debate, knowing he would fall apart so they could replace him. So that was thing number one. Thing number two in that article was, hey, then they sent the Democrat leadership to threaten him. He better get out. So out he goes. Okay. This one is about how, why Obama has not endorsed Kamala Harris, and it flat out says she can't win. It reveals for the first time what I've wanted to know. Who was the replacement candidate they pushed Joe out for? It's Mark Kelly. It's Mark Kelly. But Biden has really tripped them up, because he was supposed to leave on his own accord, got to like into power and refused. So he's cost him like 3 weeks, during which time they were supposed to have the Blitz primary. Here's Joe Biden 4 years ago talking about what he was supposed to do with this time.
If I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. We don't have that. We discussed it.
It's exactly what's happening right now. He probably does have a mental disease, maybe a couple others. I don't know. So that's going on. Okay. So Joe Biden has cost them weeks. I told you in December he would drop out the week after the convention, but they spent so much time trying to get him out there, running out of time. He did this other terrible thing to them too. And it lays it out in this New York Post article. They didn't count on him endorsing Kamala. Because what were they doing 3 weeks ago? Oh, we need to have a Blitz primary. Why do they want a Blitz primary? Why do they want that? Because they know she can't win it. They can't be seen shoving the black woman aside, even if she's a fake black woman. They can't be seen shoving, because everything with them is fake. They can't be seen shoving her aside. That would be racist for a white dude. So they were going to go full democracy on it. Oh, well, you know, democracy. Look at there, looky there. After all those phone calls the leadership made, the delegates sure want Mark Kelly. That's what this article tells us. It tells us in the article, if you want to read it, Obama doesn't believe Kamala Harris can beat Trump, which is why he hasn't endorsed her. So you're seeing two schizophrenic things simultaneously. Joe and Obama have been fighting ever since 2016 when Obama shoved Joe aside, backed Hillary. Hillary lost. Joe thought he could have won, and then he did win. So he feels just very maligned by Obama. Obama's now pushing Joe out. Joe refused to go. This is part of the beef between them, even though Joe had agreed to go, as you're hearing there, right? This has cost them weeks, during which they were going to have their fake Blitz primary to move the white guy in with the excuse, well, democracy. Okay? Yesterday, in a desperate move, they brought out Black Lives Matter, the only people who can make this argument, to say we don't want Kamala. She's one of the elites. That's not fair. It's not democracy. That's why they said this yesterday. What we need is a what? What a coincidence, by the way. A Blitz primary. The very thing the Democrat leadership floated 3 weeks ago. You don't have a Blitz primary. Why? Kamala can't win. I mean, no, they know she can't win. This is a woman who got beat by some guy named Tom Steyer. Who the heck is that? I don't know. And Andrew Yang. They know the Blitz primary was to stop her. They didn't count on Biden anointing her. That's why he did it. Why? He wants her to lose so he can say to Obama, see, you should have let me in. I'm the only one who's ever beat him, Donald Trump. And we all know he was selected, but still. So they're in a mess, a true mess. So you get the schizophrenic. The media doesn't know what to do, okay? On the one hand, they're all running these terrible articles about Kamala Harris that are actually true. You've got Politico saying international leaders don't like her. They think she's a loser. They think she can't beat Trump. They don't respect her, which is probably true, but they never tell you that in mainstream media. You got the New York Times saying she is the weakest of their candidates. That was on Monday. You've got Axios saying Biden wouldn't step down because he doesn't think she can win. That's the political assassination driven by Obama. He's still trying to get to the Blitz primary, knock her out, put Kelly in there, right? On the other hand, the mainstream media doesn't know what to do because they're looking at her going, well, she might be the candidate. So they've already started lying on her behalf, like telling us she was never the border czar. So it's two compete. This is why you're seeing this bizarre coverage. The Democrat leadership's still trying to knock her out. The media is like, well, do we lie and help her, or do we take her out? And they're doing both. It's absolutely schizophrenic right now, which I love. I've never seen them in such disarray. So I am fully backing Kamala Harris for president right now. They've got a week to get her out, and they're so desperate. They have deployed the only people with the credibility to take her out, Black Lives Matter. And that Black Lives Matter saying, we need to have the blitz primary. We know she can't win. We think she's an elite globalist. She's the one the billionaires want. We don't want her. They're the only ones who can say that in the Democrat Party. Will they succeed in knocking her out fast enough? Because they only got a week to do it. Well, half the mainstream media is still lying, trying to help her because nobody knows what to do. It's a mess. And you know what? It looks a lot like the way our primaries go. Totally unscripted, a complete disaster, total chaos. It's fantastic. Okay, y'all. Go Kamala. She knows this. She's only got to hang in.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you hear this yesterday? Chip Roy, congressmember, talking to the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, who, by the way, was out there again, assuring us all that any moment we're going to have a 9/11 style attack. He likes to say that now when he appears in public, and then some version of, hey, they're going to take out the grid, collapse the internet. He actually left that part off. Normally he adds it about once a week, but probably, you know, the proximity of the CrowdStrike thing made that a little awkward. So he didn't actually say that this time, you know, flat out tell us to our face that someone or something is going to collapse the grid and, you know, maybe the internet or the internet, maybe the grid. Normally when he says it, he either tells it's going to be the Russians most of the time. Sometimes it's going to be the Iranians. Sometimes it's going to be the Chinese. Sometimes he doesn't say who's going to do it, only that it's coming. But what he never says is what he's going to do about it, which leads me to conclude the answer is nothing. He used to say it quarterly that it was coming. And then Obama produced an entire movie on it. Weird. But now he says it pretty much weekly. He really wants you to know it's all going to collapse. He really wants you to know they aren't doing a thing about it. Not once has he ever proposed changing a thing, including our open border. And by the way, he flat out tells you, yes, because they're coming over the open border. Chip Roy asked the question we were all wondering of FBI Director Wray. Were there any, you know, FBI employees you know of disappointed that Trump didn't survive? Okay, folks, this is another one of those postmarker moments in America. Nobody on the right, on the left, would have thought to ask the FBI director such a thing 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And now it's front of mind. It shows you the country we live in now. Here's Chip Roy grilling the FBI director.
In 2016 and 2015, top FBI officials infamously texted about, quote, their insurance policy to make sure Trump was never elected or inaugurated as president. Have any FBI agents texted, emailed, or expressed disappointment that Trump survived the assassination attempt or otherwise editorialized about the assassination attempt?
I don't know about any agents. There have been at least two instances, I think, or one instance of an individual who posted something unacceptable. And that individual has been referred to our inspection division, which is the arm, our sort of internal affairs investigatory arm that does the disciplinary process.
Okay. Will you report back to this committee any other incidents?
And he goes on to say that he would. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, we go 71307. Good morning, Tara. Just getting into my patrol car to start today. God bless you. Hope you stay safe. Thanks for your service. Just getting into my patrol car to start the day, he writes, and I hear about crash, my son, questioning why adults lie, and really just shocked at how many lie. After watching that montage of every single mainstream media outlet lying about Kamala Harris being the border czar yesterday, he said, it made me think of the cult movie They Live, where Rowdy Roddy Piper plays the lead and gets a pair of sunglasses that allows him to see the truth. Huh. Well, good morning. I did way to start today. I got to tell you what. Okay. Meanwhile, Trump, like all of us, still trying to figure out who the Democrat nominee's gonna be. We don't know. Allegedly, they could vote as early as a week from now on August 1st. So here's Donald Trump yesterday. And I like this Trump. He's focused. He's sticking to the teleprompter. He's avoiding the side fights. He's taking it to him. This is well written. He should let his staff write his stuff and read it. That's all you have to do at this point to bring it home. Here's Trump.
And just like crooked Joe Biden, Kamala Harris is unfit to lead. She's unfit to lead. She'll destroy our country in a year. This country will be destroyed. A vote for Kamala is a vote for four more years of dishonesty, incompetence, weakness, and failure.
Excellent. I just wish he'd wait a week with it. There's two things going on right now in the media, and it's very schizophrenic what is going on, okay? And the New York Post confirmed what I've been telling you. And it's an incredible article yesterday. First, they told us 2 days ago the whole thing was a coup. They deliberately set Joe Biden up, pushed him off into this debate, knowing he would fall apart so they could replace him. So that was thing number one. Thing number two in that article was, hey, then they sent the Democrat leadership to threaten him. He better get out. So out he goes. Okay. This one is about why Obama has not endorsed Kamala Harris, and it flat out says she can't win. It reveals for the first time what I've wanted to know. Who was the replacement candidate they pushed Joe out for? It's Mark Kelly. But Biden has really tripped them up because he was supposed to leave on his own accord, got to like into power and refused. So he's cost him like 3 weeks, during which time they were supposed to have the Blitz primary. Here's Joe Biden 4 years ago talking about what he was supposed to do with this time.
If I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. We don't have that. We discussed it.
It's exactly what's happening right now. He probably does have a mental disease, maybe a couple others. I don't know. So that's going on. Okay. So Joe Biden has cost them weeks. I told you in December he would drop out the week after the convention, but they spent so much time trying to get him out there running out of time. He did this other terrible thing to them, too. And it lays it out in this New York Post article. They didn't count on him endorsing Kamala. Because what were they doing 3 weeks ago? Oh, we need to have a Blitz primary. Why do they want a Blitz primary? Why do they want that? Because they know she can't win it. They can't be seen shoving the black woman aside, even if she's a fake black woman. They can't be seen shoving, because everything with them is fake. They can't be seen shoving her aside. That would be racist for a white dude. So they were going to go full democracy on it. Oh, well, you know, democracy. Look at there. Looky there. After all those phone calls the leadership made, the delegates sure want Mark Kelly. That's what this article tells us. It tells us in the article, if you want to read it, Obama doesn't believe Kamala Harris can beat Trump, which is why he hasn't endorsed her. So you're seeing two schizophrenic things simultaneously. Joe and Obama have been fighting ever since 2016 when Obama shoved Joe aside, backed Hillary. Hillary lost. Joe thought he could have won, and then he did win. So he feels just very maligned by Obama. Obama's now pushing Joe out. Joe refused to go. This is part of the beef between them, even though Joe had agreed to go, as you're hearing there, right? This has cost them weeks, during which they were going to have their fake Blitz primary to move the white guy in with the excuse, well, democracy. Okay. Yesterday, in a desperate move, they brought out Black Lives Matter, the only people who can make this argument, to say, we don't want Kamala. She's one of the elites. That's not fair. It's not democracy. That's why they said this yesterday. What we need is a what? What a coincidence, by the way. A Blitz primary, the very thing the Democrat leadership floated 3 weeks ago. You don't have a Blitz primary. Why? Kamala can't win. I mean, no, they know she can't win. This is a woman who got beat by some guy named Tom Steyer. Who the heck is that? I don't know. And Andrew Yang. They know the Blitz primary was to stop her. They didn't count on Biden anointing her. That's why he did it. Why? He wants her to lose so he can say to Obama, see, you should have let me in. I'm the only one who's ever beat him. Donald Trump. And we all know he was selected, but still. So they're in a mess. A true mess. So you get the schizophrenic. The media doesn't know what to do, okay? On the one hand, they're all running these terrible articles about Kamala Harris that are actually true. You've got Politico saying international leaders don't like her. They think she's a loser. They think she can't beat Trump. They don't respect her, which is probably true, but they never tell you that in mainstream media. You got the New York Times saying she is the weakest of their candidates. That was on Monday. You've got Axios saying Biden would step down because he doesn't think she can win. That's the political assassination driven by Obama. He's still trying to get to the Blitz primary, knock her out, and put Kelly in there, right? On the other hand, the mainstream media doesn't know what to do because they're looking at her going, well, she might be the candidate. So they've already started lying on her behalf, like telling us she was never the border czar. So it's too competing. This is why you're seeing this bizarre coverage. The Democrat leadership's still trying to knock her out. The media is like, well, do we lie and help her or do we take her out? And they're doing both. It's absolutely schizophrenic right now, which I love. I've never seen them in such disarray. So I am fully backing Kamala Harris for president right now. They've got a week to get her out. And they're so desperate. They have deployed the only people with the credibility to take her out. Black Lives Matter. And that Black Lives Matter saying we need to have the Blitz primary. We know she can't win. We think she's an elite globalist. She's the one the billionaires want. We don't want her. They're the only ones who can say that in the Democrat Party. Will they succeed in knocking her out fast enough? Because they only got a week to do it. Well, half the mainstream media is still lying, trying to help her because nobody knows what to do. It's a mess. And you know what? It looks a lot like the way our primaries go. Totally unscripted, a complete disaster, total chaos. It's fantastic. Okay, y'all. Go Kamala. She knows this. She's only got to hang in for a week. That's why she wrapped up the delegates so fast. And then she's it. So in case you're still lost, Biden told Lester Holt he passes a cognitive test every day and doesn't need one. Then he flew off to Delaware. Then he dropped out of a re-election campaign via Twitter post, possibly after having a stroke, nobody knows. Then he gave a speech without explaining a single reason why he's dropping out, even though it was a speech about why he's dropping out. And then the media went ice cream for everyone, and they all went back to ignoring the questions raised in the previous sentences I just spoke. As everyone pretended it was okay to lie to you for like a year, well, really three, about his cognitive decline. And that's where we are. So in case you're still lost, Biden told Lester Holt he passes a cognitive test every day and doesn't need one. Then he flew off to Delaware. Then he dropped out of a re-election campaign via Twitter post, possibly after having a stroke, nobody knows. Then he gave a speech without explaining a single reason why he's dropping out, even though it was a speech about why he's dropping out. And then the media went ice cream for everyone, and they all went back to ignoring the questions raised in the previous sentences I just spoke. As everyone pretended it was okay to lie to you for like a year, well, really three, about his cognitive decline. And that's where we are.